is Mo.
Welcome to Unapologetically Messy.
Word.
Hello, thanks for hanging with us today. If you're new here, we're two grieving sisters here to talk about life, death, and everything in between. If you're joining us again, thank you and welcome back. Just a reminder, you can always listen to us on the Podbean app, but you can also find us on most streaming services.
If you would do us a huge favor, rate, follow, like, and share. It would allow us to be able to share this message and help others. We are spreading the word on social media, so give us a follow on Facebook and
Instagram.
How you doing, Steph?
I'm doing, Mo. How you doing?
I'm doing.
Good.
Ready for another show?
It's taken me a week to be prepared for this.
It's a tough job, but somebody has to do it.
I know. It takes me a week to recover.
We are recording ourselves right now.
Yeah. Probably. It's with our hoods up.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the hood.
Welcome to the hood.
Yeah. We do this so we can't see each other, because then we just...
Then we laugh. And
we mess up.
All hell breaks loose. So as we promised in our last show, I have our supplies set up. Because remember, today we are painting each other as we record our show.
We are.
Mm-hmm.
Because we realized that I can't paint a stick figure.
This is gonna be interesting.
This is gonna be awful.
We have like 40 minutes to do it, so let's see how it goes.
Right.
I have you all set up. Here's your little easel.
You do?
And
I'm
your
very
canvas and
I'm
your
very,
paints.
I'm very impressed.
Hey.
Well, I just want to apologize now.
It's okay. And then we'll take pictures of the end result, or video of the end result to share.
Maybe or maybe not.
Maybe. All right. Hey. Let's talk about the days of the week.
Speaking of all hell breaks loose. Sure, why not? All right. So this March 24th, that'd be this Sunday. Yeah. You know what it is?
National Cocktail Day.
Why did you emphasize
cocktail? I don't know.
Well, anyways, Sunday is a great day to have a cocktail. But did you know the most popular spirit used in cocktails is a vodka?
Yeah.
It's commonly used as a base spirit for cocktails.
Okay.
It is versatile. It is a versatile alcohol. And it is infused with many different flavors, adding to its appeal.
Agreed. That was the best thing they ever did, was make flavored vodka.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know when I was in college, like, the Stoli fruit baskets were big.
Yeah.
You ever had a Stoli fruit basket?
Nope.
Oh, it was like four different kinds of Stoli. It was like raspberry, cherry, orange, pineapple.
It was the original.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
It was one of those knock you out, tastes real good, you drink too much.
Oh, that's what I need before bed every night.
Let us continue on a more serious note. March 25th, National Medal of Honor Day.
The Medal of Honor is the highest military award in the United States. And did you know it was actually created back in 1861? And there's three versions, which I didn't know this, but I feel like the Marines should have their own, because people in the Marine Corps and the Coast Guard receive the Navy version of the Medal of Honor.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah, because there's only like...
Army, Navy, and Air Force, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting.
Well.
Okay.
Moving on.
March 26th, National Epilepsy Awareness Day, a neurological condition affecting nearly 50 million people worldwide. Also known as Purple Day, people are encouraged to wear purple in support of epilepsy awareness.
March 27th, National Joe Day. So, National Joe Day encourages everyone to have a cup of Joe with your friends named Joe. Or Joe, Joey. Joseph, Josephine. While you're at it, don't forget about Joetta or Jody or Joanna or, yeah. Any other variant of the name.
Okie dokie. I think I'll skip that day and go to March 28th.
Okay, that sounds good.
National Something on a Stick Day. Minus the beef sticks we were talking about last week.
Yeah, that was gross. Anyways, so Christina, who nurse practitioner I work with.
Yes.
Listens to our podcast.
Hi, Christina.
Shout out KK. Love her. Anyways, she brought me a beef stick.
Oh my gosh, sure enough.
Sure enough. And at first, I had heart palpitations because I was like, that's disgusting. It's like chopped up
nerves and
chicken nerves and stuff. But no, this is grass-fed and finished beef. All stick without the ick.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
Yeah, it's called Chomps.
Chomps. Let's read the ingredients. Grass-fed and finished beef. Water, sea salt, lactic acid, celery powder, black pepper, red pepper, garlic powder.
It doesn't say anything.
Nothing about
chicken nerves.
Mechanical chickens.
No. So I think we need to try this.
Yes, let's try it.
Yeah.
Oh, we're trying it right now.
We're trying it right now.
Okay, here we go.
But on a side note, you know you can get creative on National Something on a Stick Day and create your own combinations.
So, like kebabs. It's just like any kind of kebab.
Yeah. So you can...
That's a fun word to say. Kebab.
I really can't open this.
Oh my gosh. Well, my arthritic hands aren't going to help you any.
Okay. Wait, there we go. There we go. Take a bite of my beef.
This is wrong on so many levels.
Yeah, it is. Okay.
Okay, the smell test. It smells like a Slim Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's good.
It is good.
All right, Christina, you'll have to know. Let us know where you get the chomps.
Yeah. And she even gave me one that's not expired.
That is really good.
These are probably like $10.
No, I bet. That's what it looks like. It looks like it's an expensive beef stick.
Yeah. Kudos, Christina.
All right, March 29th.
An
important day.
It is an important day.
National Vietnam War Veterans Day.
I did not know that March 29th specifically, because, you know, Dad, it was always like, November, it's Veterans Day, it's Marine Corps birthday.
Mm-hmm.
No, March 29th. So in 1973, March 29th is when combat and combat support units withdrew from South Vietnam. Generations later, veterans of this time period are gaining the respect that was not so freely given upon their return. Over 58,000 were killed, never to return home. The observance recognizes the military service of these men and women who answered the call to their country when she needed them.
Very thankful for our Vietnam War veterans.
Semper Fi.
Semper Fi. March 30th.
National Doctor's Day. Did you know in Georgia they first observed Doctor's Day on March 30th of 1933? Dr. Allman's wife, Eudora Brown Allman, wanted to have a day to honor physicians. So the community mailed greeting cards and placed flowers at the graves of deceased doctors. And the red carnation is commonly used as the symbolic flower for National Doctor's Day.
Oh, I like that.
I do too.
You'll have to remember that at work.
Probably won't remember.
Okay. We all have to listen to our podcast that day.
Yeah, this is how I remember things. They listen to us every day.
And there's your national days in a wrap. On a stick.
Beep.
And now...
on
with the show.
We can't wait for you to get to know us, but we're only going to tell you a little bit each week.
And how are we going to do that stuff?
The question jar.
Question jar. Whoop. Hey, Steph.
Yo.
Question for you.
Okay.
If we could invite any historical figure to join our podcast for an episode about grief, who would it be and why?
Have you heard of the author C.S. Lewis?
Yes.
So he actually wrote a book called A Grief Observed, which have you ever like read about his life or knew about his life?
Mm-mm. No.
So he's very interesting. He died back in the 60s or early 60s, but he kind of was into what we do, like we journal.
Mm-hmm.
So his grief book was kind of about everything he went through and all the losses he endured.
Mm.
So, like, he lost his mom really young, so he was sent off to, like, this boarding school where he was abused, and then he lost his wife, and so, like, throughout all this time, he kept this journal, and then, yeah, it was published, like, right before he died.
Oh, that's really interesting. I'm gonna have to read that.
Yeah. So, I only knew that from looking at stuff in the past, because we like to journal.
Right.
But, yeah, he would be a good one to...
He'd be a good addition.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, Mo.
Yeah.
If you could create a playlist specifically for grieving moments, what songs would you include?
I kind of have one, really.
Okay.
But it's got, like... You know, the five stages of grief, it's got, like, the whole gamut on there. Like, it's got the ones that are going to make you laugh, the ones that are going to make you cry, the ones that are pissed off, and...
Oh, that's like a normal playlist oh, yeah. for me. I mean, I could
It is a normal playlist, but...
I get what you're saying.
Okay, so for sure, like, number one would be the ex-ambassadors, Unsteady.
Okay.
Because that's just, like... gut-wrenching, right?
Right.
Yeah. And anything by Sam Smith, because he's kind of, like, gutsy, too.
Yes.
Whitney Houston.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know my own strength, or didn't know my own strength. Oh, have you never heard that song?
I'm sure I have, but the way you, like, said it in a question...
Yeah, like, I'm not sure.
Okay.
And maybe, like, Meghan Trainor's, like, I'm Gonna Lose You.
Okay.
Definitely Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone.
Oh.
That one gets me every time. Yeah. But what's funny is if you look at my Spotify, it goes all the way back years. So it like has, it technically is listed. It says Dave's funeral, mom's funeral, dad's funeral. It's got the songs from each of them. So.
I have a playlist called sad. Dad's Funeral.
Yeah, it's sad.
And so when I'm having just a day... I listen to all his songs from his funeral.
I do too. It's sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it helps. Like, that's... And you and I are like that. We just resonate with music.
Yeah. And there is a Pink song, too. The Pink song about her dad.
Yeah.
Oh, ball. Every time I hear it.
Good questions today.
It is.
It's my favorite time.
Tell me... What you got?
What you got?
Tell me what you got.
Okay, you want to know what I got?
You sounded like little John.
Okay.
What you got?
So, I started a book this week.
Like reading or writing? that was kind of just broad, open-ended.
Okay, I started reading a book this week, all right?
Okay.
Because I saw a TikTok.
Oh, boy.
I know. That made me realize. So as much as we like the stupid TikToks, there are some very educational ones, and I've actually learned some important things.
Okay, that is valid, yes.
You know, it's an ongoing joke with us about how long it takes us to record sometimes because of my long pauses and my brain fog, right?
Yes.
It takes me forever to get a sentence out. Like, yes. If people could really see the reality... They would be, like, dumbfounded.
They would probably stop watching after 30 minutes.
They're not watching, for the love of God.
No, listen. Hear me out.
Oh, I did say if they could see. Right.
Oh, gosh. Let's talk about brain fog. I'm just saying, if there was live camera... They would be like, this is stupid shit.
There would be so many long pauses. 30
minutes. And then it's like,
6 hours later.
It was so still on.
But it's just, it's been so bad lately to the point where I lay in awake at night and I worry about myself.
Oh, okay.
I'm really serious. Like, I worry, is there something going on with my brain? Like, what is happening? Because I was trying to talk to Mitch the other day and I was trying to tell him something and I couldn't think of the simplest word. And I was like, you know. Like, he was like, I don't know. I was like, I cannot find my words. I cannot finish my sentences. I cannot find things. Like, things are happening. And I know it's an age progression, but I'm young. I'm not old.
Well, just one moment. Okay. I'm questioning the narrator in your head at this point because I feel like she should...
She is not on the ball either.
No, like when you're like, you know, that thing you eat off food off of, and the narrator's like, a plate, idiot, it's a plate. Then you don't even like, how old is she? She's just not doing her job.
She's not doing her job.
So of course you lay awake at night because you guys have a conversation.
Okay. So this is serious stuff. Listen.
I'm sorry. Yes, I care about your mental health.
I watched this TikTok and I realized I saw all these symptoms and I was like, okay, yes. And these are all things that I've been concerned about lately. And they were like, this is all part of menopause.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, whoa. So let me go back a year. I went to the doctor because I was concerned about some things. And they were like, let us draw your labs. And they came back and they were like, yeah, you're in menopause.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you know, you mean like perimenopause? Nope, you're in menopause. Okay, so now what? So I had a hysterectomy 11 years ago. They took my uterus and one ovary and they left.
I was going to say, they usually leave one ovary.
They left one ovary, so I wouldn't go. Yeah, so I wouldn't go into menopause. But they did say sometimes it's triggered earlier then, right?
Sure.
And my mom's not around for me to ask, like, how old were you? I don't remember how old she was, but she wasn't my age. I know that.
Yeah.
I lost my train of thought. I'm not even cutting that out because it's just a proven point.
I just want to let everybody know again that narrator is just failing at her job.
But the doctor was basically like, you know, you have issues with clotting, can't go on hormone therapy. Mm. So basically you just have to tough it out and women do it and you'll be fine and blah, blah, blah. And that was it.
Mm-hmm.
No education, no anything. And I never thought anything of it. I just knew that I'm having hot flashes. I get hot at night. That was really the only thing I associated with all of this.
Mm-hmm.
But I started reading this book called Menopausing.
Yeah.
And it's a bunch of stories about women that weren't educated about it. And they really talk about the fact that, like, okay, as girls, you have an education session. It usually happens at school. This is your period, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And all that. When you're pregnant, you are educated about what to expect when you're expecting. When you go through menopause, nobody tells you anything. And all these symptoms are insane. They're insane.
That's very true.
So I feel like I need to make it my mission to figure something out, like to help change things a little bit. I don't know how because you have to be with my
You want
right
to go
mind.
On a menopause mission to change the world. You should hand out samples of black cohosh. Be like, this will help with your hot flashes. Have a free sample and follow me on Instagram.
It's going to come. It's going to come to you and it's going to smack you in the face and I'm going to sit here and make fun of you.
That's not nice.
It's miserable. But like here, all these things that I was worrying about.
Yeah.
I know without a doubt that this is what it is.
Sure. I truly believe
I'm
you.
I'm just upset that somebody didn't, like...
Educate you
better.
Educate
me. Give me any tools. Tell me what to expect. I feel like
when you're not expecting?
Yeah. Tell me what to expect when I'm not expecting.
Yeah.
I love it. Don't anybody steal that. We're trademarking it right now. But...
Take it. I'll kill you.
Yeah. Seriously.
Not really, but you know what I mean.
The book Menopausing is amazing. I'll post a link to it or something.
So you're truly not having strokes.
No.
It's just menopause.
Yeah. No, I'm just old. Yeah.
Oh, honey. Well, it is almost your birthday. I'm really excited to give you your gifts.
You are just not even here tonight. Just on another planet. I have no idea what the rest of this show has to hold. Anyways, that's my what you got. What do you got? Please, I'm scared to death.
I can't even begin to tell you what I got.
Oh, gosh.
Mindy?
Stephanie?
Okay, so it's the month of March. It relives over in my head everything that happened with Dad last March.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just been, like, day by day. I'm like, oh, he was in the hospital this day. And then 3 days later, he was back in the hospital this day for a week. And, like, so it's just...
March was hell.
Yeah, it was March Madness.
It was March Madness, yes.
Except we were just the losers.
We were insane.
So, I, the other night, could not sleep. I was up from 2 to 5:30 in the morning, okay? My alarm goes off at 6:30.
Oh, man.
I was not happy that day. Anyways, you know what I did that whole time?
I don't know.
I went through our text messages. Oh, my gosh. Between you, me, and Mom.
Okay.
Flew them all the way back to March of last year.
Oh, I'm scared.
God bless Dad. God bless him. We love him. We miss him. But I found these to be the funniest things that we shared. Now, Mindy, my mom, and myself, for a long time, have just been in a single group chat. And it was always related to, oh, where's Dad? What's Dad doing? You know, like keeping up on everything.
Mm-hmm.
I decided to copy and paste some of the best conversations. And I want to read some quotes from you.
Okay. Oh,
gosh. Now, I don't have dates on these, but I generally know this was during his first time in the hospital.
Okay, okay.
Ready? Mindy. He's a hot mess. He had the entire staff looking for his sister who was here and lost.
I remember that.
His sister, FYI, was in Boston, not in Toledo, Ohio.
I remember that. They were like, have you seen his sister? And I was like, she's in Boston. No, she's here. She is?
Yep. Toledo Hospital. Locked down looking for somebody who doesn't exist there. This one of my all-time favorites, okay? This is what Mindy sent. Here's a laugh for you. Picture it. Toledo Hospital, room 505. William is already an hour deep into his Ativan and still up and kicking. Literally. I go into the bathroom to put my PJs on. I hear Dad talking to someone, then yells, Mo, stay in there. I yell, okay. Thinking to myself, he must have shit himself. Then I hear beeping and some kind of alarm, not sure which one. I remain in the bathroom because a lunatic just told me to.
I don't remember this.
I'm so sorry. I came up. He came a bit nervous around 3 or 4 minutes in. I start yelling out the bathroom door. Dad!
Now I remember.
Dad, are you okay? He replies, Mo, is that you? What are you doing in there? So I come out, and that's the story about the time I willingly trapped myself in the bathroom.
Oh, I totally remember that now. Oh, my gosh.
Let me tell you, I was freaking
nothing ever.
Don't even know what he was doing. He just said stay, so I did.
Had no idea.
And then forgot I was in there. Oh my gosh.
Okay. This was after, this is a quote from Mom, okay? This was a message she sent.
Okay.
This was after he was home from the hospital the first time. Dad tried to make chocolate milk. He poured the milk and some butter in the Nestle container and some milk and water in a cup. He made toast, but it was nowhere to be found. So I made him more toast. I took it to him, and he was stirring his chocolate with a phone charger.
And then there was a picture attached. I remember. Oh, gosh, I'm crying.
Okay. So, this is me checking in because Mom and Mindy were staying at Dad's house. Or, never mind. Mindy was staying at the house.
Just ignore Stephanie.
So, I texted, hopefully it's been a good night so far. Mom said, well, between Dad demanding a smoke at 1 a.m., then me screaming about Chief Wahoo in my sleep, Mindy may have her regrets. Mindy then piped in, wow. I woke up to shouting and Kate saying, no, no, no. I swear to God, I thought Dad was trying to kill her. I come running out. Dad's laying in the bed pretending like he's a good little boy. But at one point, he points at Kate and says, it's not me.
It's not me.
Because he knew that it was always him.
He was looking through, you know how we had that rail on the bed? He was looking through the guardrail like, I didn't do it. I was a good boy this time. Oh, I need air.
Oh. Okay, I have just a few more.
Okay.
I told you I was up for a long time.
This is good.
Mindy, your mom made me go lay down. I wake up and go to the back room to find Dad with a BB gun against the door window like he was trying to shoot outside. There sits your mom on the porch with a bonfire. Me and Elmer Fudd walk out. Your mom takes the gun and says, don't worry, it doesn't work. Somehow, she hits the trigger and shoots a crow.
Oh, I'm dying right now. That was the funniest day of my life. I mean, it was like spring.
Right, yes.
Dad's in full up garb. His Elmer Fudd hat, his camouflage robe. And your mom, they were both in their wintertime PJs.
Just sitting outside by the fire.
Dad's got the gun to the window like he's shooting. And your mom's just sitting in front of the fire. A bonfire. At 6 o'clock in the morning, drinking a cup of coffee. And Dad's ready to shoot her. What did I get myself into?
Yeah. Oh, see?
Oh, my gosh.
These are good memories.
Oh, they are.
So, Mindy, Dad and I were sitting outside today for a little bit. He said to me, explain what exactly this is supposed to be, pointing at my tattoo. So I explain, still I rise signifies the many times I've been taken down but continue to get back up. I explain that the semicolon is for the times that my story would have ended but chose to not. Then I tell him that the dragonfly represents change in developing a deeper meaning of life. It was a very serious conversation. He then replies, oh, well, it looks like a butterfly taking a shit.
He hated that tattoo. He hated it.
And last but not least, I always enjoyed when I was working, and Mindy was, of course, being the keeper of the dad, she would send me random updates. So here's one of the last updates I received. Happy Tuesday, numbnuts. Here's the newsletter for today. Dad fell outside on the concrete while trying to bend steel like Superman. I got him up and inside. He hit his ass pretty hard, but seems all right. Took his vitals, had a chill pill. He wanted two chill pills and a beer. Gave him one chill pill, already told him he had the other. He was loopy enough, I skipped the beer and brought him a ginger ale. He said, I'll fire you if you tell.
He'd always say, I'll fire you. I'll fire you.
Don't tell your sister.
Don't tell. Oh my gosh.
And that, my friends, is what I got.
That is so great. I don't even have words for that.
I just, the bathroom one kills me.
That is not at the top of my memory at all, but like having you bring it back, I remember standing in there like, what is going on? Is he trying to get out of bed? Is the nurse in there?
Mom, why are you in the bathroom? Well.
Oh my word.
Right? Okay, I found one more I want to share.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're ready for this or not.
Okay, shoot.
This is a message from Mindy. Just your friendly neighborhood F face updating you with our frightful Friday findings. Below, you will find a picture of our patient in his natural habitat. Notice this picture was taken from a distance due to the current mood of our subject. After attempting to get him to either put the melting pills that he had in his mouth or back in the cup, the subject lashed out and said, I will take this shot if I want to. Then said, goodbye, I'll see you later.
You're fired.
Patient just currently took the pills and fell asleep. As far as he knows, I'm not here. Have a fabulous day.
Oh my gosh.
Good times, right?
Man, I could just go on for days.
I just can't. It just cracks me up.
We had some seriously hilarious conversations.
It's what got us through, though.
Yeah, and Dad was so, I mean, he made us want to pull our hair out, but at the same time, he was so damn entertaining. I mean, it was I remember when he went into the hospital, like, after the big episode, like, before that.
Okay.
The day that it happened, right?
Okay.
When I walked in, and from a distance, I see him, he's got his robe on upside down.
Oh! Do you remember? At the stove?
At the stove.
Yeah.
Sleeping. Stirring an empty pot. And I walked in and I was like, oh, this is not going to be a good day. And it was not a good day.
Not a good day. There was one picture that I ran across, and it was literally like maybe a week before he passed away. So He was trying to put pans on top of pants, and he was trying to put his robe on as pants.
Yep.
And then I have a picture where he's laying on the hospital bed, sideways, but like his head down, face up. And the caption, I sent it to you. The caption was, I think I just heard him say, 57, 67, hut, hut. It was just like, out of all this random confusion, he was like, hut, hut. What?
I mean, seriously. He was just so comical.
Until his last days, man.
I'll just never forget that. So that day that... I have a hard time when I think about that day that he had that...
The massive episode.
The massive episode. So what happened was he was very unsteady that day, and he insisted upon getting a shower without help or anything. Mm-hmm. I said, Dad, you're fine. You don't need a shower today. Let's just take a chill day, and you can get a shower tomorrow. I'm a grown-up. I get a shower if I want to. I said, well, I'm going to stand out here. Well, that's fine. You stand out there. So he was in the shower. Everything sounded fine. And he'd say, I know you're standing out there. Why don't you go sit down? So I went into the living room. And as soon as I walked into the living room, boom, it was just this sonic thud. And I flew like Superman. I don't even think I hit the floor. Tore open the bathroom door. And Dad was in the bottom of the shower, totally unconscious. And the shower is just running. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, and I'm like, Dad. I couldn't get him to come too. And I'm like, I have to get him out of here, right? Mm-hmm. So somehow I hauled this big man out of the shower. And you know those, it's just tiny in there. I mean, that's not a super big bathroom. Somehow I got him out. And as we're getting out, he comes to and he looks at me and goes, what the hell are you doing?
And I woke up and my daughter was on top of me.
Yeah, he kept saying, I woke up and my daughter was on top of me. I'm like, quit saying it like that, Dad. It sounds really weird. The hospital was so amazing that day.
Yeah.
They really were. And they called Lifelight like ASAP. But I just remember Dad saying to the girl, do I get to wear a helmet? He just wanted to wear a helmet really bad.
But let me tell you, I was at work and you called me and you were like freaking out, okay? Uh-huh. So then I left work and I go there. And of course, Dad's sitting up in the chair, you know. But then when I walked to the bathroom, it was like a tornado hit. And there's like, you know, he had the metal thing across the bathtub. That sucker was literally bent in half and thrown.
Yeah.
Thrown out there. There's shit everywhere. And I'm like, what the hell, man?
It was a shit show, man. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll just never forget his face, though. Like, what the hell are you doing? Sorry, Dad. Just trying to save your life. No biggie.
As you'll see, our patient in his natural habitat.
Oh my gosh, I miss him so much.
I know. You gotta laugh about it, though. It's the only way to get through it.
100%.
Yeah.
Man, we have a whole nother topic to hit, and we're not even, like...
No.
I don't know that we can cram it in.
2 hours later.
3 hours later. Well, all I can say is that these pictures are going to be really interesting because I was cracking up the whole time. So,
as was I.
Should we just wrap it up and show our pictures and do our topic next week?
Yes, okay. Because this, again, let's remind, season 2.
Season 2, messier than ever.
Messier than ever.
I'm scared. I'll show you yours first, okay?
Okay, we're going to record this.
Okay, so I am, I painted Stephanie.
You have to hit record.
Oh. I'm old as shit. Okay.
Hit the button.
I painted Stephanie.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready?
No.
And here you are.
You know what it is?
You know nubs. I couldn't do arms. But I didn't do that horrible.
Is that bus stop or Bigby?
It's Bigby. The bus stop. Here, hold it.
It appears that my boob is lower on this. Are these supposed to be boobs?
I did them in black, then I did them in white, and I just couldn't do them, so.
Wow!
I don't know. I couldn't do your boobs.
I'm really impressed with your face.
Not too bad, but you're a little cockeyed. Yeah, does it look like a bus stop? I wanted to do Starbucks, but we didn't have green.
I don't want to show you yours now. Okay.
I gotta know.
Okay.
It's not horrible, but you got Lego hands.
Okay, guys.
Okay.
I'm
so scared. I'm so scared.
I don't even want to shake.
I'm so scared.
Okay.
And I just want to let you know that the initials on your t-shirt stand for something, okay?
Oh, I had to look at my shirt.
No, it's truly not what you're wearing right now. And I'm pretty sure I had a chin on, yep, I had a neck on mine.
Yeah, I gave you a neck.
There appears to be no neck.
Did you do that on purpose? You know I'm self-conscious about my neck.
Okay. You ready?
Yes, okay.
Is this way.
Oh my gosh, that's why I have orange on?
Yeah, this stands for, wait.
You don't even remember. Maybe you're going through menopause.
Maybe it's Wacky Women's Mental Health Unit or some shit like that. Okay, I truly don't remember what I was thinking, but it's Mental Health Unit. Women's Mental Health Unit. Wow, that's great. You're...
I just don't even have words. My nose does look like pizza. Oh. Oh, don't worry, everybody. We will post a picture, the video of what just happened here. Oh, boy. We are some artists, though.
I made it, tried to make it look dirty.
Oh. Oh, well, thanks for hanging with us today. We're going to talk about the myths and misconceptions along with grief, so we will move that to next week. But like we say, grief is messy, and today I guess we just needed to reminisce and laugh a little bit. So you got anything else?
No.
Nada.
I truly have nothing else. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so, remember,
life is messy.
But it's in the mess where we find our true selves.
Until next time, keep living unapologetically. Ooh.